Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castling Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam, I play as Vaughn. We both use he, him pronouns. Vaughn's is our free little foxfolk alchemist buddy who is just kind of hoping he doesn't have to shoot a genie.
Shoot a genie, okay. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns, and Jesse is Trekkin.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. Wealthy is confused.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns, and Grix is actually slightly unnerved by this one, to be frank.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. This whole thing has him a little freaked out.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us. It's very encouraging. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well, for those same reasons. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. We started in the big hexagon-shaped chamber with all the magma and the little island in the middle of it. Grix did some detect thoughts and found something thinking thoughts in the piles of treasure on the platform. Apparently that is the roommate of the thing on the top of the platform that is the thing that hates the thing in Wealthy's arm. And yes, Wit, I understand that's too many things, but that is where we're at. Grix climbed the stairs up to the altar, found that there was an urn covered in gold gilting, and he opened it. A fire genie popped out, and Grix did the kobold power stance, which it admired.
Naturally.
The genie's name is Aegis. He went to examine Wealthy's arm after a short conversation, and it went very, very, very badly. We got into a fight in which Wealthy went down
like a rock.
Basically immediately. There was like one round, and then Wealthy was knocked down to -1 hit point, and the thing in her arm had taken over to a greater extent. But she was knocked out. Jesse and everyone else tried to reason with the genie Aegis. And ultimately, what we decided was that Aegis would go with us to the pond to fetch the rest of the thing, the venom thing, the black oozy thing, and we would put Wealthy into a stasis plane of existence. So that's what we did. We put Wealthy into a stasis plane in a wheat field, and we all went to the pond and found that the thing that was supposed to be living in the skeleton at the bottom of the pond was not in the skeleton at the bottom of the pond, and in fact was not there at all. So we had to track it through the woods into the swamp, and that's what we're about to do. Meanwhile, Wealthy...
Wait, is the genie still with us or not? What happened there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Wealthy woke up in a metal box with strange music playing. It was similar, but not the same metal box as before, on a bench behind the person driving. Wealthy is being taken to a hospital by Frymeath.
Dun, dun, dun!
In modern world.
Yeah. Yes.
Just specify.
We are assuming it's the same.
We're assuming you listened to the Halloween.
We're assuming
episode.
You listened to the Halloween 2022 episode.
Unless by metal box, it's a shuttle heading to the Starship Hospital.
Oh. That would be interesting.
Sound of Ian rapidly rewriting everything.
Finally, my chance to integrate Star Trek TNG into my tabletop game.
Anyway. That's what happened last time. It was a lot of things.
It
and also
was.
Not that many different things.
Oh,
and also
no.
A lot.
But oh no, don't incorporate TNG into this, because if we're dealing with a black ooze thing, Tasha Yar is going to die.
I'm not going to lie. The moment that we started with the black ooze in a pond, I was like, fuck, better not lose Wealthy like we lost Tasha Yar.
I didn't think of that connection. But
Rip. Anyway,
you all are in the swamp. Well, wow. Everyone who's not Wealthy.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're all in the swamp.
And you were tracking the creature.
How deep is the swamp? Because, I mean, in a swamp, you usually gotta wade sometimes, and waiting for Grix might be a challenge.
Yeah, Grix, like, if you're really lucky, it's only up to your knees, and yeah, a lot of time it's up to your chest around here.
I mean, Jesse can help you.
Master Blaster?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Could Master Blaster.
Master Blaster.
You could just, like, climb up on Jesse's shoulders.
Maybe for the... Grix doesn't like doing that a lot.
Yes, and that's fair. I'm so, just saying, just it's an option, parts, whatever you want.
Parts. Okay. At the deep parts. When I see it go past your knees, I'm like, up.
You're like, uppies.
Huh?
Nothing but dignity.
Yep.
All right. So it was also heading on towards night, if memory serves, by the time you guys were out here.
Oh, was it?
Because you guys rested until the afternoon.
We did.
So
it's around sunset right now.
Are we chill walking through a swamp after dark? Like, that doesn't sound great.
I really want to do that. No. I think let's
or are there any habitations around here?
Well, we could go back to the village.
Are there any, like, you know, like old boats that we could commandeer?
A 400-year-old boat?
Yeah, okay, maybe not.
Or do you just mean like a boat you could take shelter under for the night?
No. Okay. No, I meant something we could row, but 400-year-old boat is...
Yeah.
That's too far.
I don't think your feathered friend has been able to maintain anything to that extent.
No.
Yeah, you can either camp out here or you can go back. You know, obviously these tracks will probably be harder to follow come morning.
Yeah. Should we just push on? Should we just deal with it? Swamps are not
known for holding information very long.
No.
I guess.
Can we make the genie do it?
Also, because, like, the genie is, like, above us, as I recall.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want the swamp, foliage to catch on fire. So, presumably, he's just, like, casting a big light. Right?
Yeah, it's like having a bonfire, you know, 20 feet above you. Like, it's not perfect light, and it causes a lot of shifting shadows, so you're getting a lot of false positives on your, did something move over there as the sun goes down? But you can still see pretty damn well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, hey, real quick question, bookkeeping that I forgot to take into account. Everybody, what personal item have you given me in case I need to use my magic to find you? My new spell. My new fancy finding people spell.
Oh, I gave you one of my, I've just like bandanas. I just gave you a bandana.
Okay. Yeah, I gave you a handkerchief.
Okay.
That was not me copying.
Handkerchief is right up Wealthy's.
Sartorial, yeah, I don't know. Alley. That's it.
Vons probably gave you a sock or something.
Okay.
Why would Vons have socks?
It gets cold sometimes.
For his hands. Pause. Have a pause.
And he lost the other one, so.
Is it a hand? If it's...
It can be both.
It could... He could wear them when he sleeps. Sock.
Well, if both are paws.
If both are paws, is it a sock or a glove?
Then mittens are socks.
His front paws just have thumbs, but...
Yeah.
His front paws just have thumbs.
Well, also have
what we consider as hands.
Yeah. Paw plus thumb.
Paw plus thumb. Okay. Yeah.
They're a little more hand. They're kind of between the two.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, if Radar had a thumb, he could open doors.
Mm-hmm.
And we would never rest.
No. Okay, cool.
Well, yeah.
Bandana, handkerchief, sock. Got it.
Okay, so are you going to press on? Or are you going to go back to the village?
I vote for press on.
Yeah, because it's going to be harder in the morning to follow the tracking.
So, Vons and Grix.
Yeah.
I figure Jesse's leading the tracking.
Okay.
But I would like each of you to propose something you are doing to help. I will have you roll. And if you succeed, Jesse will get to add a D6 to her roll. So, Grix, how are you trying to help with the tracking business?
I have taken a long branch and cast a light on the very end of it. And I'm holding that, like, up high so that it casts a good light everywhere. But also if something were to target the light, it would be over our heads.
Okay. Make a dexterity check just to hold everything steady.
16.
All right. It's hell on your shoulders and it's weaving around a bit, but you're doing pretty good.
I mean, it's at least giving me like a second light source to see the, you know.
Yeah. And one that doesn't shift constantly. Yeah,
one that's shifting with me instead of like separate from me.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. And Vaunt.
Sniffing mostly. Mostly sniffing. Some listening. It's also keeping an eye on that damn genie.
Roll a wisdom check. And you can add your plus two for listen.
Let's see. What do I roll? What happens here? Listen, that's a wisdom check. Doing a thing. Rolling the butt. Okay. Roll the 13. That's so 24.
Okay. That also helps. Okay, Jesse. Roll your tracking check and add 2d6.
Is it a humanoid or giant?
Giant as in the type of creature. Giant.
It says they get a plus two to humanoids and giants.
I don't think it qualifies as either from the way this game would break it down.
I rolled an 18 plus 10 is 28 plus 2 for my tracking bonus is 30.
Jesus.
Plus 2 plus 5. So that's a 37 total. I know exactly where this thing is.
Yeah, it's a real fucking...
Listen, this is my entire, like... this is basically my class's entire purpose.
You live up to your ranger forebears and pull a fucking Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. This one Aragorn. Piece of grass is bent this one way.
Aragorn, what do your half-orc eyes see?
Twist. Yeah, so you are able to track down this creature, you think. You figure out the kind of marks it leaves on trees when it goes by. You figured out its gait. You figured out how it likes to move through this swamp. You know, does it stay up on the sandbars as long as possible? Does it just wade? And you are going deeper and deeper into the swamp, but you know you were going to find this thing. And Jesse, make another wisdom check.
That is a 24, 14 plus 10.
Okay. You're tracking and you realize how fresh these tracks are and you slow everyone up and you realize that you can see this thing moving. Even the sun's low now, like you're in the last light. Everything's pretty dim, but you see this creature moving about 100 yards away. And one, that fucker's big. Two, it doesn't seem to have noticed you yet. So if you want to have a plan of attack, you can.
I'll be like, okay, what do you guys still have? Like, what can you still do today?
What?
We're about to, it's like right over there. Shut the fuck up. It's right over there. What do we still have for today?
Pretty much everything, because we slept late.
Vons is still holding his crossbow. Not sure he ever let go of it.
Do you have any, like, do you have anything to, like, load into that crossbow to, like, fuck it up?
It's already got a poisoned bolt in it.
Well, that could be good.
Is it Rock on.
Is it, like, a big bad one? Is it, like, a really bad poison, or is it just, like, one of the ones that makes you kind of, like...
sleepy?
On a scale of 1 to familiar side, how deadly is this poison?
4? Oh, Jesus. Well, it's on a scale of 1 to however high poisons go.
So, like, is it the kind that, like, you just get kind of, like, tipsy? Or is it the kind that, like, you know, makes you, like, not, like, think...
God, shut up, I'll lick it. Give it here.
No, that's not a thing.
The tip of the tongue, it's fine.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now you got a callus there.
No.
It's safe.
No, you don't. You definitely don't. No.
What no, is I don't know what. His tongue?
I don't know what you think that is, but that is not a thing.
How did you callus the tip of your tongue? Or do I want to know?
Probably like licking things.
I have a guess. Grix drinks a lot of very hot coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Anyway, like, what do you have after that? Like, after that poison dart, like, what do you have after that?
Not a hell of a lot. We've been out for a while.
How much fighting do you think we got to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how big is the thing?
We're in a swamp, right?
Yeah, this is the size category up from y'all. It's hard to tell exactly from here. You would guess it's clocking in at least 13 feet high, though.
Can we go back to like a clearing-ish spot and like get Aegis to come down and
yeah?
Well, let's at least make sure that we're not standing in water.
For what?
When
we fight it or right now?
Yeah, let's get out of the water. At least like get our feet dry. Well, if I, because the other thing I have is lightning.
Oh, well, like you should have fucking said that you have the lightning.
It's not very useful here, is it?
Well, if you tell us to not be in the water, we can, like, not be in the water.
You don't need to know all my secrets.
Maybe you could just, like, you know, share information, man. Like, that's how you make tactics.
Mm-mm. Stop it.
Let's attack. It's just let's.
I do want to talk to Aegis though.
Okay.
Just back up so that we can, you know, talk to him in like a clearing all or right. something.
Still not sure.
I am dear. Discuss your tactics with me.
What do you got to do to like defeat the thing?
Throw everything I have at it.
Okay, and that is
attempting to catch it on fire, throwing fire at it.
Are you going to be like effective?
Really, there's a lot of fire going on.
Are you going to be real effective if like he throws like a lightning thing at it?
Assuming the lightning does not hit me, no, it should be fine.
What if we hit the like? What if we throw the lightning first and then like and then we all like go in to like attack it?
Fine.
I turn to Grayson Vons. Yeah.
Well, that depends.
We could be like out of range.
Is he going to keep being a jerk though?
What?
Is who going to keep being a jerk?
Oh, the fire guy.
No.
Aegis, who we're talking to?
Not for a long while. He's good now. We like him.
He's good. Right,
Aegis?
I don't know.
I hold out my fist for a fist bump for Aegis.
You get fist bumped.
Yeah.
Grix. Remember how this guy's constantly on fire?
Yeah.
That's too much damage. I'm having that.
It's how much?
No.
You take 4.
It's how much?
4. I rolled an 8, but I am not going to let an 8 happen.
Oh, you'll kill me off, but...
I mean, it was an antagonistic situation when things were happening to you, and you know it. Yeah, you're cool. I don't want to fist bump or anything.
I'll take 4 damage for the most epic fist bump ever.
So yeah. you see why I have trouble trusting the guy, though, right?
I mean, like, you seem to have trouble trusting everyone, so, like, I guess I shouldn't be, like, too surprised or whatever. But, like, I just think, back to the subject of tactics. So, Vons, if you, like, throw the lightning first and then do your poison, you know, like, we'll take out, you know, however much with the lightning, and then we can all rush in. You're the stealth.
Oh, no, yeah. I like being ranged.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. So be ranged, and then we'll all run in.
Yeah, okay.
Because you said we all have to be dry.
That's like, a good idea. Yeah.
So we'll all get into the, you know, we'll all get on dry land. Or like up into a tree or something.
And all right.
Like, you know, you'll throw the lightning, and then we'll all rush in.
Yeah, I can do tree.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. That's our plan.
Aegis fades into invisibility because he is a giant flaming creature.
Could he do that the whole time?
What? Go invisible?
Yeah.
Maybe. Why? What?
Yeah, why not?
Well, like, if he's invisible, could he? I mean, does he catch things on fire still when he's invisible, or is it just a?
Yeah, you still see.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff is
okay. I don't. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. No, my brain.
This is just a visual thing because he is a giant flaming creature and darkness has arrived.
Okay, fair enough.
Doesn't want to completely blow up your spot. You will be useful tools until you die.
So what's the range on the lightning?
Are you using your canister launcher?
Yeah, I would be in that case. So I would need to set this up outside of combat, ideally.
You succeed because you weren't
currently
in
out of combat.
Cool. So, well... I don't know how long we've been talking or whatever. Anyway, looking up the range on the thing. Okay. Unlisted.
Yeah, I told you what it was.
I believe you may have at some point, but it never made it down.
It's at least at like crossbow.
Yeah, I thought it was some length of light or heavy crossbow, comparable to one of those.
All right.
Yeah, let's roll with light for now. That's 80 feet. I remember this came up in the, throwing off magic chaos power crystal room, but
sure.
Yeah, let's treat it as 80 feet for now. Basically, it has a lot of power, but it has to be somewhat limited with it to not shatter the item. So
Yeah, at least like on its way out of the
Yeah, exactly. Chute. Yeah. Not misfire.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can get 80 feet. You are not that close right now. I assume y'all are going to try to sneak up.
Yes.
Which means I need move silently checks from everybody and hide checks from everybody. Let's do hide checks first. So dexterity from everybody.
I have both of those. That's a dex check.
Yeah.
I have that conceal skill.
You can use conceal instead of hide. And then Grix, remember that you don't get it as a class ability, so you're just adding your kobold bonus. You're not adding your level.
Yeah. The hide one is shit.
If it's...
Wait. I got a nat 20 on my conceal.
Is there a difference between it being race or class?
No.
Okay, so...
That will also let you add your level. It's just Grix doesn't have anything that actually gives them that training.
I see.
Yeah. 14.
Not a prime?
Not a prime, correct.
Got an 18, but it's a prime?
I got a 30, and mine was a nat 20, so...
Okay, and now I need the move silently checks from everybody.
Ooh, that's better.
It's a 27.
Fuck.
Fonz, what did you get?
23 on a prime.
Grix?
12, not a prime.
All right. So you all go to creep into position. It sounded like the plan was maybe to let Vons get a little bit ahead of the rest of you.
Yep, sure.
Yes, just so that... Well, my other question... I mean, I think my actual question about the range of the lightning spell is how big is the spell? Like, how far away do we have to be to stay out of the range of the lightning hitting this thing for us to not get hit?
I frankly have a lot, knowing how lightning typically works in D&D-esque games, I have a lot of questions about this.
All right, it's a 10-foot radius of the path or the point where the lightning strikes is affected.
Got it.
Takes the shortest possible unobstructed path between a nearby cloud and the target. I have good news for you about the number of clouds around these days. It lasts a very long time, and you can call down one bolt every 10 minutes. Also, that bolt does an incredible amount of damage.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
It's 1d10. Per caster level. The casting time is a really long time, but you're an alchemist, so fuck that. You just need to aim properly and hit this on something hard near the creature.
Yeah, ideally the creature.
Yeah, so how far ahead do you guys want Vons to be, or do you just want to fan out to either side of Vons?
I think we could fan out to either side of Vons.
Flanking would be best, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We can move up to intercept if something comes at him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe like 20 feet between all each of you.
Mm-hmm. Even that might be far, 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 Vons. Were you going to climb up a tree or anything, or are you just going to shoot from cover?
No, Vons is going to climb into a tree. He doesn't want to risk being on moist ground.
Okay.
Yeah. And since he gave us the heads up about that, I think Jesse wants to also, like, at least not be, like, in the water.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like a, you know, like a tree stump or something.
Yeah, there's an air sandbar all of you can get up on and have that distance between you. Vons goes up on the tree in the center.
Yeah, trees give better range.
And you can, basically as we go, you all can try to jump onto stumps and logs and things like that to continue to stay out of the water. And basically we'll just be handling that via checks rather than drawing out a map.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So you guys are getting set up. Vons, you're getting things loaded and climbing the tree.
Mm-hmm.
I need a wisdom check from everybody.
Nothing else?
Just flat wisdom.
That's 20 total on a prime.
I got 24, but not prime.
18, not prime.
Jesse, you catch this coming right before it happens, so y'all don't get completely surprised. Remember how everyone hid, except for Grix?
Yeah, but there's gotta be, like, something delicious around that something would rather attack than Grix.
Apparently Grix looks delicious because this thing pops up about 30 feet away from y'all and is headed straight for Grix. Because when you're the only combat target,
yeah,
his priority still falls to you.
Yeah. This is why I need to, like, get a bunch of, like, I don't know, some kind of chickens, like several chickens. That if there's a creature running at me like this, I can just, like, throw a chicken at it.
Well,
yeah.
And then hope that the chicken antagonizes enough to become a combat target.
It doesn't need to be a real thing, right?
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. That's true. I could throw up an illusion, but...
You could just illusion up a Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, historically, that's never worked.
Oh.
So...
Yeah, this thing is lunging at you.
How far? You said how far away is it?
It's 30 feet. 30 feet. It's gaining very quickly.
Yeah, that would happen.
Basically, mechanically, this thing is going to attack you, but it does not get a surprise round because Jesse rolled high enough.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
But like, even if other people go first, it's not going to register everyone else until after right. that first
round. No, that's fine. That's chill.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's all going to be a mess. Hey, Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is what Aaron's been waiting for.
You're in your favorite metal box.
Yeah, but I don't feel so good either because I just woke up and from a -1 hit points.
Yeah, now that you're conscious, Frymeath pulls over and gets you up in the passenger seat. So,
why would he do that?
So he can talk to you and keep an eye on you.
I've been unconscious for how long? And he wants me to sit up? Of course, I don't look beat up either. I guess
make a wisdom check. Or you can just insist on the back seat. That's also fine. If you just want to be like, I want to lay down forever.
That's a 16 on a wisdom, which is not a prime.
You don't know. You think Framing is probably wrong about this one. You probably shouldn't sit up. You'll probably like explode or something.
I probably will.
So I guess he offers it to you. Do you want to sit up front?
No, I'll lay back here. I don't understand what's happening. But this seems vaguely familiar. And I'm terrified of this man.
Aaron.
Yes.
Would Aracene have shared anything of the completely banana pancake adventure she had with Frymeath?
I think she would have had to explain why the basement door had opened. And I think she would have said something about like, well, I don't know. There was some weird magic shit that fucking happened, Grandpa.
There was also the rune burned into the countertop.
Oh, yeah. And like, I don't know. I guess maybe you shouldn't fuck with things beyond your ken, Grandpa.
I'm sure that he was so impressed, given that he did not do any of the things that caused this problem. And the book,
what
notably.
What the fuck was that magic dagger doing in the basement, Grandpa?
In a twist, you don't get an answer.
I'm just getting back into Aracene's character. Anyway, I think that's like the extent. I think she would have been very like, I didn't do anything wrong. I was defending my friends.
Did you mention at any point Wealthy not being you all's Wealthy?
I feel like if that had not come up, I probably wasn't going to bring that part up myself.
Okay, you probably could have dodged around it and just talked about
it. I probably could have dodged around it.
Okay, just trying to figure out how much, you know, he would just know easily.
Yeah.
But, all right, so Wealthy, you're saying you don't know where you are?
I don't know where I'm at. I don't know why I'm here. It all seems vaguely familiar, but like something out of a dream.
I'm also curious why you're here, because you're supposed to be in Georgetown, or at Georgetown.
Georgetown.
You're very far away from there right now.
I am not surprised. I'm very far away from anywhere I recognize. I'll have you know also that I've never been inside a moving car.
Hey, you know it's named a car.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just saying Wealthy has never been inside a moving car. Yeah.
I'm sure we established that last time.
Yeah,
that it was called a car.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm watching things pass by
as soon as you look at anything close by. Like,
yeah, that's part of the reason why I want to stay laying down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, she's flown.
It's not the same.
Not the same at all.
I need to look up what the speed of my dragon is in miles per hour.
So, Ms. Taylor, do you remember at all how you got here?
The last thing I remember, a fire genie was really pissed at me.
A fire genie.
Yeah, it was big, and Grix had woken it up, and it was pissed about the black goo in my hand. I'm looking at my hand. Is my hand still black?
Yep.
Okay. It was looking at this black shit happening in my hand. I was kind of hoping that would go away in this dream, but apparently not.
It's also in the veins on the rest of your arm and your upper chest. I gave you a quick once over before moving you into.
Yeah, that's not good. That's so not good. I was hoping this would be a dream, and apparently it's not.
What do you know about magic, Ms. Taylor?
I have an advanced degree in thaumaturgy issued by Professor Jenkins.
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out exactly where he's going to go. See him in the rearview mirror kind of raise an eyebrow at that and just be like,
well, I don't carry my diploma with me everywhere I go.
Who do you think the current president of the United States is right now?
The who, the what?
Wonderful. When did the Berlin Wall get taken down?
Oh, that's hard for anyone.
1989, Adam.
1989, yeah. Same year Taylor Swift was born.
Oh, Jesus, don't fucking do that to me! God damn it.
The same year everyone in reality has existed for exactly as long as Kelly has.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Kelly, sorry.
I was 22 years old. I'm old enough to be that child's mother.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm really sorry.
Shake it off. Just shake it off.
Fuck! I just don't need these reminders, okay? My sister sent me an April Fool's joke from the Naval Times today about a caterpillar drive and the Hunt for Red October. And I was like, Kimber, it's been 35 years since that movie came out. And she's like, I can't even. Here's a picture of an apple blossom.
Do you think they'll let me have a pickup truck, though? What? Sorry. That's one of Liam Neeson Liam Neeson.
Oh no, Sam Neill. Yes.
Sam Neill, excuse me. Sam Neill.
He was going to get an RV and he was going to
move to Montana and have a pickup truck.
Yeah. And get a fat wife.
Yeah.
Who would feed him?
Mhm. Great movie. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway.
So, your answer is basically the what, the where?
The what, the when?
Frymeath size. And
I've disappointed Frymeath again.
The vehicle slows and turns very quickly across at least one real bumpy part. And starts going back the way you came on the other side of the road.
Oh no! What's going on?
You should not be taken to a normal hospital, is what I am guessing.
Well, this isn't normal, but you know, Dr. What's her name?
Baker?
Baker.
Dr. Baker? Dr. Baker, you know, I would trust Dr. Baker with this. You know, she might whack off my arm, but I've had, you know, I've lost a leg before, so.
Gives you a look. How do you know Dr. Baker?
She's treated me when I've been almost blown to pieces.
I love listening to this whole thing in real time as somehow Ian has their brain broken by Wealthy. Yeah,
just trying to figure out. Frymeath is not the most forthcoming person, so it's...
Indeed he's not.
And Wealthy's an open fucking book.
Wealthy's like flipping pages.
Yeah.
You need to know the answer to what now?
Do you know what this diagram means?
You have to read books.
Yeah, you do.
Well, these more like one of those cards that like says things to you, but for some reason you don't even have to open it. It just like it's broken.
The trigger mechanism is broken. Yeah.
As soon as you look at it, it tells you what it says.
But all right, let's see. Maybe I'll ask you about something more personal in case this just is a head injury with interesting additional symptoms. What's your current relationship to my granddaughter?
Erisine's dead, sir.
Oh, that's not going to go well.
Hey, so this guy takes out some weird little brick and presses a bunch of buttons that make a noise.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hey. Ott's Erisine.
Uh-huh, yeah. What time of day is it, and what day of the week is it?
It's afternoon, and it's Wednesday.
Okay, yes, go on.
Your grandpa's calling.
What was the vibe like the last time I talked to him?
It was subdued, because I'm going to make a canon call here.
Totally.
You are at Stanford.
Okay, great.
Oh,
okay.
Good! Thank you! Thank God!
Yes!
Yes.
Your universe is wealthy. Heard your plan and was just like,
ain't gonna happen.
No. Nope.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
Broke up with you. So,
I'm at the library, hanging out, studying.
Oh, thank God.
I think I was looking at my phone at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Grandpa, hi.
Does he have it on speaker?
No.
Oh, okay.
That said, you could probably hear. I mean,
no.
There wasn't a lot of volume control on those ones, and you're in a fairly quiet car.
No, there's music playing.
Turned off the radio. He's on a call. He's not a monster.
That's true. Grandpa, what's wrong?
Aracene, are you currently alive? I realize it's a bizarre question, but I need to confirm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been alive since, like, there was that one party.
Aracene!
But yeah, I'm sure you don't want to know about that. Is that
You're
wealthy?
Correct that I do not.
Aracene!
Is that wealthy? What are you doing with wealthy?
And wealthy just bursts into tears.
Are you in Washington right now?
No.
Oh, this wealthy sobbing in the background.
I mean, are you in Washington, D.C. right now?
Also, no.
Okay. What are you doing with wealthy?
That bitch.
I found her by the road near Bakersfield, California.
Oh, dear God!
At first, I assumed it was just a consequence of Bakersfield, but I don't see why Wealthy would have ever ended up there.
Can you just, like, hang on one sec, Grandpa? Aracene's gonna text her version of Wealthy and be like, hey, are you alive?
And I text back, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll text you in a little bit and explain this. Bye.
Okay.
Are you two still friends?
Yeah, we're still friends. We're lesbians. Come on.
I mean, yeah, ask a stupid question. All right. So
it was tense for a while, but yeah, of course we're still friends.
Okay.
Wealthy. So Grandpa, there's something I didn't tell you. She's like packing up her stuff and like shoving it in the bag and is like, Grandpa, there's something I didn't tell you about, like that Halloween where we found the knife in the basement.
I put that together.
Yeah. Can you ask her if she remembers can you put her on speaker? Can you put her on speakerphone?
Puts it on speakerphone. The quality is fucking awful because we can't even our phone in the aughts, but it works.
Hey, oh, sweetie. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No, I mean, it's really bad, and I'm sure it's, like, super bad, because you were very upset last time, too, but, like, it's gonna be okay. My grandpa
you're
can...
dead!
I'm dead?
You died! Your grandmother killed you!
Holy fuck, what? She's on the way out of the library, and she just, like, stops. What is my relationship like? What is my relationship with my grandmother like in this timeline?
Not great.
Something similar, okay.
Constance. She wouldn't murder you, but also you have not been talking to her a lot. She really shut down on you after your master plan to not go to Stanford came out. Ungrateful, followed by various expletives, was used. Incidentally, as of probably several months ago now, at least, your grandfather's divorced, so you really don't talk to her very much.
I'll be like, okay, well, like, upside, you got my grandpa and not my grandma. He's fine. It's not a bad thing to, you know, for him to have found you.
But I don't understand what's going on.
Well, so, like, last time that this happened, what you went back and, like, what had happened?
I don't know. I don't remember this. It's there's something vaguely familiar, but I don't remember any of
that. No. Like, when you went back to your place from when you met me.
But I don't remember any of this.
Sure, but, like, did you woke up probably from something, right? Like, you didn't just...
Oh!
Like, what had happened last time that you woke up from being here?
Last time?
Yeah.
A dragon ate my leg?
Okay. She's continuing to walk, and just, like, every once in a while, she'll, like, just hiccup and be like, okay, I can work with this.
Just having a breakdown in some quiet part of the park on your campus.
She's like, okay, I got you. Okay, well, presumably something else has happened now.
Yeah, the fire genie beat up on me.
So you remember something that happened right before you woke up in my grandfather's car?
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay, cool. Such a phrase. Well, great. Okay, Grandpa, where are you gonna take her? But sweetie, you're gonna be okay. My grandpa's gonna take really good care of you, I swear. And if I could be there, I would. But that's pretty far away from where I am right now.
I have some friends who are highly qualified to help with this. I am taking care of them.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Wealthy, whenever you want. I mean, if it's not too painful, you can call me. My grandpa can call me, and I will be available to you.
Okay.
I don't have any more classes today, and hopefully by the time I go to bed tonight, you'll have gone back to the place where I am apparently not around, but I'm sure there's... Yeah, you made it into a situation with a genie. So, Grandma killed me. What the fuck? Okay.
She's not a great person. She's in jail now.
That's good. Okay. That's really good news.
It was really sad, Aracene.
Oh, I'm so sorry. If I could give you a hug, I would. But, I mean, it probably would just make you sadder, because I'm not her. We did establish that last time. I'm not her, and you're not mine. You're not my wealthy.
No, I'm not.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're back here. It seemed really bad last time for you, and I wouldn't have wanted you to go through that again. But like I said, Grandpa can help you. And then I'm like, Grandpa, can you take me off of speakerphone now? I just want to say a couple of things, just my grandpa, but I'll be back.
Okay, I'm quietly sobbing in the back of the car with my arm over my eyes.
You hear a beep and some rustling, and your grandfather says, you're back on. You're not on speaker anymore.
I very quietly, because I could tell that she could hear me last time, very, very quietly, I'm like, if you make her cry anymore, I'm going to drop my econ class. And you can't lie to me. You can't lie to me about this.
Macro or micro?
101.
I did not try to make her cry to begin with, but I will do my best to not be responsible for any of it in the future.
You made my wealthy cry enough times that I'm sure it won't take much. She's already upset.
Shit, that's cold. Says the GM.
She's just like, you fucking deal with your shit, or I swear to God, I will drop my econ class. And you know what? I'm doing really well in it.
Okay.
Good. Study hard. And he hangs up. There's no good counter to emotional blackout.
Well, let's be fair. That family had a lot of emotional blackmail going all the way around.
Yeah, it was pretty much just all. But okay. So, Wealthy, you have been sobbing, and I need you to make a constitution check, please.
Oh, shit. So that is a whopping 15.
On not a prime. Wealthy, you hurt like hell.
Everything hurts.
You are overwhelmed. Ugh. And sobbing is not great for the whole oxygen uptake thing. You faint.
Okay.
That's fair. This was an extremely traumatic situation to have happen.
Yes. All right. Hey, everyone else, roll for initiative.
Oh, good. I've been getting rope burns from hanging off this cliff.
Wasn't it nice to see the, you know, Maeve and Wee family trauma hour?
We'll let the audience decide. Okay, let's do this rolling.
Oh, fuck yeah. I rolled a 10.
Oh, I rolled a 9.
4.
Okay.
I hope Wealthy's okay. Poor thing doesn't know where she's at. In a, like, super literal sense. Super liminal? She fucked.
I just think it's liminal.
All right, Jesse, you're up first.
She's literally in a liminal space.
Yeah, certainly not a normal one.
I want to do a defensive stance. How close am I to Grix at this point?
I figure you're on the opposite side of Vaughn, so you're about 20 feet away.
I'll move over closer to Grix.
Okay.
You can get next to him. I'll get next to Grix and just do a defensive stance.
Are you prepping an action, or are you just waiting to see what happens with this thing before you make a call?
If it attacks Grix, I will attack it with Dad, Is That You?
Okay. Vons.
Well, how far away from Grix is he? I know this is...
20, 30 feet. If you are on target with your lightning, it will not hit Grix or Jesse. Unless they were to step out into the water in front of them, in which case it will.
If I were to lead the target just a little bit, because 20 or 30 feet.
Then it would get risky. You do not need to lead the target to get them. And the range on that spell overall is extremely wide. So,
well, like, then we are shooting.
The hitbox is the 10-foot radius, but if it moves 30 feet away, you can still call down another strike.
I mean...
if this lasts for 10 minutes.
Oh, right. Okay. So yeah, we're going to do this.
Well, is there a reason you would want to leave the target? Sorry, I was just assuming you felt just like you needed to hit. Okay,
Just for accuracy, I want to make sure that I get this on the guy as much as possible.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
What do I roll?
This is going to be a ranged attack roll. D20, your base to hit, bonus, and dexterity.
Ranged attack roll, D20 plus base to hit bonus, you say?
Yeah, which I believe is currently +4 for you.
It is. Okay, D20 plus base to hit bonus. And what did you say about dexterity?
Just add whatever the modifier is.
That is a +1. Does it matter that it's a
crime?
No. Okay.
So you're D20 plus 5, it sounds like.
Yes. The whole audience is clenching right now, I hope.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. I got a 14 on the die. So plus 5 puts it at 19.
Good roll. You hit this thing right on its... weird, long-toothed, demonic-looking head.
Ooh.
And you can call lightning down, which I assume you do.
Yeah, but it's like at the same time yelling to Grix to GTFO.
Yeah. All right. So your lightning strikes down. I need to check about rules for lightning.
Grix may have actually helped. I imagine that range. Okay,
it gets a dexterity saving throw against the lightning damage.
Oh, that's smart.
But yeah, so... roll your 9d10 of lightning damage.
All right.
Oh, actually, I need you to roll another d20 and just tell me the number you get.
Okay. Don't know if this is good or bad. I got a 5 on the d20.
Okay. Roll your lightning damage.
D10, you say?
Yeah.
Found it. All right. 10 of these?
9, but actually, I'm not going to torture you. So your spell worked. You know it worked, because lightning strikes down.
Oh, neat. Okay.
You see the magic slide around it, and the lightning grounds out into the water, which gets very electrocuted. It appears unharmed. Make an intelligence check to determine what just happened.
Oh, no. Well, I got a d20 on that, or I got a natural 20 on that.
This thing has spell resistance.
Something
you know that most monsters have, if perhaps God forgets to roll for it. Regularly. That's a different question. Most monsters are at least a little bit resistant to magic. This one is apparently higher up than most. So basically, at least every once in a while, one of your spells isn't going to work. At least not the first cast.
Oh, God.
Dang it.
Is it still in effect? Is that call lightning still in effect?
The call lightning is still going.
So I can keep calling it down?
Yes.
But does it have to save for each call, or...
Yeah, I would roll it generally for each like strike. Maybe for magic missile, I would just be like, this time it doesn't work. But yeah, your next lightning strike, we will reroll the spell resistance.
Okay.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, here's the thing I'm worried about is Grix still out of range enough?
No, I'm not out of range.
This thing's closing in is the problem. So yeah. Calling further lightning strikes down could be...
But you can't call any more down until 10... Isn't it? Didn't it say like you can only call 10. Down one bolt every 10 minutes?
Wait, what?
One bolt every 10 minutes for the duration of the spell. The spell lasts 10 minutes per character level. So this is going to keep going for 90 minutes, but...
It's going to keep going for 90 minutes. It's but he can't call down another strike for 10 minutes until 10 minutes from now. He'll be able to call down a total of 9 strikes spaced 10 minutes apart.
So we just have to convince this thing that we are no longer in combat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hide real good.
What? Okay, I have questions about the purpose. That's fine. Yeah, great, great, good, cool.
I believe Call Lightning is probably designed in this game more for facing like armies and sieges and stuff like that.
Sure.
Because it's an AoE, it's highly damaging. And also, it is a level 3 spell.
Sure.
That would be my best guess.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're rolling with...
I'm sorry, Vaunt. That was a super cool spell.
We're rolling with it. We'll figure this out. Let's just hope this thing can't climb trees.
Yeah. All right. So, Vons, you fired it off. You attempted to lightning.
Yeah.
You can still move.
Do I have time to down an invisibility potion?
No.
Fuck.
It's usually that's your action. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you in the least. but yeah, he's going to want to, do his little fox thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, Grix.
Yeah.
Pull aside the curtain here. You and the enemy rolled the exact same score.
Oh, sweet.
I kind of figured since it was lunging at you, it would go first.
Sure.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that was okay with you. All right. So it lunges forward and attacks you. It's got two arms that have nasty looking claws on them.
Okay.
And are very long. But in a move that actually is kind of familiar to you, parts of this black ooze that is making up its body flow past those claws and turn into pointed whip-like tentacles.
Oh!
And it attacks you while it is a little under 10 feet away from you instead of right next to you, as it might otherwise.
Sure.
So it is going to roll to hit.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, it's not actually using chaos tentacles. It just looks, looks similar.
Gotcha.
What's your AC these days?
11? 12? 12? Wait, what? Hang on. Let me look at the thing before I... Yeah. 11.
Okay, that one hits. And that one hits.
Yeah, it's not
good. Grix, you take 6 damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a strength check.
Okay.
Or actually, I guess it's technically a melee attack roll. So add your base to hit along with your strength modifier.
But just that?
Yeah, don't add your level.
Damn it. Okay. Okay. 14.
All right, Grix, you are... these tentacles wrap around you. And pin you in place, or at least try to. It's your turn.
Like that? That's.
I wanted to.
Oh yes. And Jesse, you get to hit it
if Grix gets attacked.
Yeah. Jesse, roll your attack, please. Sorry.
I just rolled a nat 20 on my attack roll.
Oh, you hit.
So that's like critical, right?
Yep.
Do I do critical damage now?
Yeah. Let's see. Just I don't remember if you double your dice or double your total in this game, given the age of this game. I'm going to assume you just double your total. So,
okay.
Roll your damage and then multiply whatever the total
is. It is that rare that we get a critical hit on an attack roll.
Yeah, God, actually. I cannot remember the last time we got a critical hit on anything in battle.
Yes, I'm surprised I don't know the rules. Like,
we get crits a lot, but not.
But not in battle. Well, we do situations. Very little battle.
That's true. Yeah.
On my D12, I rolled an 8 plus 1. Is 9, so 18 damage total.
Okay, you do 18 damage to this thing.
Wow.
I forget how numbers work. One second. That's right, there it is. Okay, as I just forget its total of HP. Yeah, you plunge your sword into this thing. It's a very strange sensation. There's kind of a tug on your sword as you cut through it. you're basically going down one of its upper arms to make sure you stay clear of Grix. Yeah. And yeah, it's like cutting through a thick sludge. There's a drag on your blade as you go through.
Well, I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be that surprised considering how much, you know, how much I was like trying to help with Wealthy before, like with the dagger.
Yeah. It was clearly a hard to hurt.
it's clearly a sludge.
Yeah. All right. So that attack went off. Grix, it's your turn.
Yeah. All right. I really got nothing. I'm going to try to wiggle out.
Okay. I'm going to say that you can use dexterity for this. Still add your base to hit, but if your dexterity modifier is better, you can go with that instead.
Well, it is better, but with a 4 total.
You wriggle and squirm.
Yeah.
And can't get free.
How is that only a 4 total?
2 on the die plus, 5 total.
But
2 on the die, 2 base to hit.
Plus 1 dex.
1 dex.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a regular skill check.
No.
I may... between sessions, because we're probably, this combat's going to be spread over 2 of them, almost definitely. I may adjust it because I kind of wish that was just an attribute check, because the grapple rules in this game are fucking brutal.
Sure.
But yeah, not with a 5. So you struggle, and this thing is very cold, and it's like if wet rock could slide around you. It's unpleasant to be here. What's also unpleasant is how big this thing's mouth is and how many fangs there are inside of it.
Okay. All right.
It's Aegis's turn. Aegis plows in and stops being invisible in a shocking twist because he is going to attack. Okay, in this case, Aegis just goes in and takes a beefy fist and punches this thing and hits for an amount of damage. Basically goes, punches. Grix, it gets real hot where you are. It's like as if a fire was waved right next to your face. However, this doesn't damage you. And it just damages the thing that's wrapping you up. It is a terrible smell when this thing burns.
Yeah, no shit.
It's like setting a sewer on fire. Like, it doesn't have that much of a smell when you're just being held by it, but apparently once it starts getting taken apart, it is not a pleasant set of goop. All right, so that was the round. I'm going to say that Aegis backs up a little bit, so people that are going to be in melee range, like Jesse, don't have to worry about how hot it is in there.
That's nice of him.
Lovely.
All right. New round.
Oh, that's another 10.
Ooh, 8.
Aren't you glad you don't have to do anything in combat right now, Wealthy?
Yeah.
Or is it boring?
No, it's not boring. I'm having a good time. I was having a good time listening to this part. I don't have to come up with things to do.
Wealthy loves listening to us figuring out what turn we're going to fail in.
Grix, what did you get?
4 my initiative?
Yeah.
7.
All right, Jesse, you're first.
Shocking. It wasn't shocking. I will attack again with Dad, is that you?
Okay. Roll your attack roll, please.
That's less good than last time. But still an 18 to hit.
Okay. You hit.
That is 9 total.
Okay, this thing looks displeased as you chop at it. Fonz.
Well, I know I'm not its highest priority combat target, or a combat target at the moment. At least I would think so. How's it looking?
Still pretty strong. Still pretty holding on to Grix.
Damp.
Yeah, not wild about that.
So what do you like to do?
I'm thinking maybe... I'll probably shoot it with my crossbow.
Okay. Roll your ranged attack roll, please.
Okay, so I rolled a 5, but I'm adding 5.
Yep, so you're at a total of 10.
10.
You miss. Your bolt flies past it, past its shoulder of height, basically, and splashes off into the water somewhere.
Shit.
A minor environmental incident occurs because of all the poison on that bolt.
That was not cheap.
Did you want to move, or do you want to stay where you're at?
Yeah, I think Vons will try to get higher up in the tree or somewhere else in the tree anyway. So that
okay, roll dexterity or strength, whichever you choose to move about in the tree.
Dex, definitely. 16 plus 10 is 26.
Okay, you scramble up higher into the tree. You are now as high as you can get, still being supported by the branches, to the point where it's almost a little bit hard to get an angle on this creature, but you still have one. You're probably like 20 feet above the ground at this point.
All right. Well, maybe this is a great place to wait out for 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. Grix.
Yeah.
It's your turn. Would you like to try to escape?
Yeah, seems like that's the only thing to do, really, because I got nothing that I can do, like, bound up like this.
And so do you have any spells that are purely verbal?
Nothing that would be helpful.
Okay. So, roll. All right. Dexterity or
yep,
strength.
Doing it. Yep.
Attack.
Yep. 15.
Okay. You struggle valiantly. You feel like you're getting closer to getting out, but you don't manage it.
Okay.
All right. It's the giant creature's turn. The strange rules of game design set in. Grix, make a dexterity check.
Ooh, like the skill check?
Yeah, like the skill check. So add your level.
Ooh, yeah, 23.
All right. When you are tossed into the air suddenly, discarded, you splash down into the water, but you manage to, you know, roll into a position where your head is above the water. You are prone. You're considered prone still. You're in water that is going to be pretty difficult terrain because the swamp is deep enough, but you are good to go for next round, except for that movement penalty. You don't lose anything, really.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then, Jesse, it turns to you.
Uh-huh.
And I get to look up another thing.
God. You and your looking fucking things up all the time.
That's me.
Just play the game.
I am, but I have to do the rules.
Sometimes the game means looking things up.
It does. All right. Make a wisdom saving throw, please.
This is the game that we've all chosen to play in our spare time. A wisdom check, you say?
Wisdom saving throw, yeah.
That is a 24 total on a prime.
Spare time. I called out of work for this. You're right, Jesse. That is funny.
Jesse?
Your mind is a strong thing. You have shrugged off many a spell before. Yeah. As this thing locks gazes with you. Its eyes are... They're kind of like moonlight. You know, it's a kind of silvery, odd color and very incongruous with the rest of it. But you feel your muscles lock up. You have been held.
24 wasn't high enough?
Nope.
On a prime?
Nope.
Holy fuck. Oh, you guys are screwed. So I'm locked up.
You are paralyzed. You can breathe. And that's about it. You are held rigidly in place.
Okay, well.
All right, and now it's your genie friend's turn. It tries to set this bitch on fire. It fails. I feel weird using the word bitch. Anxiety continues to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, misses and just creates a nice big steam plume in the water, you know, behind.
Is anybody else this worried creature. That a genie can't seem to beat this thing?
No, I mean...
No, not yet.
I mean, I'm worried about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable.
Aegis says something in language you all don't understand, but which is very clearly a curse. In the, you know, fuck kind of way.
Oh.
And seems a little off balance.
Mm-hmm.
What he says is, fuck.
Yeah, so this fight's going great. Wealthy.
Yep.
You wake up in a white room.
Oh, God.
Someone has put tubes in your arms. Uh-huh. You're in a bed in a really uncomfortable nightshirt that appears to be made of, like, paper or something.
Which is incredibly valuable, so you realize immediately that you're decked out in the most luxurious space.
Yeah. yeah. The space is so luxurious, there's a stand of metal boxes next to you that are making various noises. And it's got that real modern thing where all the walls are glass.
Yeah, I don't see glass ever.
Yeah, you're the only bed in this room.
Place is ritzy as fuck.
There are people moving around outside of the glass.
Oh, God.
They look to be in a, you know, medical gear.
And
at least most of them.
Are they human or are they a broad mix of species that I would see on the arcs? Okay.
Broad mix. There's if you want to make a charisma or intelligence check, you can try to see if you know anybody. Because I figure that you're doing that when you end up places. I could be wrong. You could just be like, whatever. Take the wheel.
Well, I'll just see if I... That's a 27?
Okay, yeah. You see someone who at least looks a hell of a lot like Dr. Baker.
Oh, God.
Talking to Frymeath.
Oh, God.
Off to one side. A bunch of people are wearing masks and gowns and stuff like that. So It's hard for you to identify anyone there. You okay. do see near the door that one of these masked individuals is talking to a fox folk and a human who are dressed in plain clothes and appear irritated.
Oh, God.
Well, fancy clothes, but appear irritated. And yeah, what do you do now that you've woken up in this glass room, which is always a good sign?
God damn it.
And you always keep having to put her into situations.
I lift my hand up from the bed.
There's some sort of conflict. It's part of a plot.
where am I?
People look over when you talk and...
And my hand drops back on the bed because I'm very tired.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to say Dr. Baker comes over and...
Dr. Baker?
Your bed is pretty near one of the walls, so you can look... You're only like a few feet away. It's almost like they're at your bedside. But there's a metal box on the wall that appears to go on both sides of the wall. And you hear kind of a click as Dr. Baker presses something on the other side. And it's weird. You can hear her voice kind of muffled on the other side of the glass, but it's also coming out of this metal box, albeit in a more grainy sort of way.
Am I sealed in this room?
That would be your guess. There's a door out of it. Looks like there are two doors in
the way. Okay. Why aren't you coming in? And not talking to me through this magical box in the wall.
As the chief medical officer for this particular case, and given your unique condition, it's been determined that I should minimize my exposure to you. What do you know about the thing that is causing your veins to turn black?
Well, the fire genie doesn't like it, and enough that it beat me up and almost killed me. I found it in a skeleton at the bottom of a pool. When I stuck my hand in the skeleton, it crawled. What? This is what happened. It crawled up my arm and into me. And then when I got back to the village, Jesse and Grix and Vons tried to get it out of me. But Jesse kept saying, do you want me to cut your arm off? And I kept saying, I don't want to be a double amputee. And we got it to stop for a little bit. But then, like I said, the fire genie wanted to kill me because I brought it into its presence, but I wouldn't fight the fire genie, and now I don't know where my friends are, and I don't know where I am, and I don't know why I'm here.
And as everyone looks at you at stunned silence, that's where we'll end the episode. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
That's what happened last time. It was a lot of things. And also not that many different things.
Oh,
and also
no. A
lot.
But oh no, don't incorporate TNG into this, because if we're dealing with a black ooze thing, Tasha Yar is gonna die.
I'm not gonna lie. The moment that we started with the black ooze in a pond, I was like, fuck, better not lose Wealthy like we lost Tasha Yar.
I didn't think of that connection, but
No.
Rip. Anyway.
It's okay. Mm. She came back in an alternate reality.
And as a Romulan.
And as a Romulan.
Half Romulan?
Well, half Romulan. What?
Yeah, I was also saying half Romulan, yeah. ? Why do I have this information in my head? Who can say?
Because the actress is fucking awesome, and they didn't know what
Berman
to do with her.
Realized, oh, we fucked up a little bit, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't have been such a misogynistic piece of shit. Mm-hmm. People liked her? Oh. Apparently my actions have consequences. We better bring her back.
In such a way that surely they will hate her. Oh no, they don't.
Oh no.
Oh no, people like villains. Who could have seen this coming?
Oh no, people like bisexual coded villains. Shocking.
Unprecedented.
Never happened before in the history of the world.
Never.
I mean, isn't bisexuality frequently a thing coded into a character to make them seem more villainous?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. But also, sometimes you just accidentally code villains as in bisexual ways.
Because the other way. Sometimes villain means bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
it's a fun kind of backfiring.
Yeah.
There was a recent James Bond movie that played that really hard in a very weird way.
It was good.
Yeah, that was so hot.
Was that the one with
Javier Bardem?
Uh-huh. I haven't seen that. I heard about that scene. I haven't seen it. I'm not.
Oh God. Oh,
it's a 10-second YouTube clip. Yeah.
No, it's like rewatch it. At the time, I was just mad at the writers.
You can think of.
Because it felt like it came out of nowhere and was like, this person's evil. Look, they're queer.
Yeah. But at the same time, hot.
Gonna say, but maybe it was better executed than I thought.
I mean, it wasn't better executed than you thought. It was exactly as ham-fisted.
Oh, like, it was executed by the actors because they're good actors.
They acted the shit out of it.
I don't think I caught it being good. Then again, I also historically have a strong reaction to people putting their hand on my thigh when I'm like not there with them yet. So,
yeah, fair.
Highly specific implied story out of the way. So, you all are in the swamp. Well, everyone who's not wealthy.
Yeah.